escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm hurt.
No, they don't.
Look, we're onto something here with this Bush League giant diamond thing. So for one of these 30-carat diamonds, the turtle rings, you're looking between like $3 and $5 million. A moon rock, one moon rock, a gram, which is, we looked it up, a gram is about 5 carats. So 1 gram of a moon rock, little under 5 carats, will run you about $5 million. Mm. So really, these rings are Bush League. If you want to be a baller and you want to flex, you go out and get yourself like a 15-carat moon rock. And you blow this stupid thing out of the water.
Well, what if you did a moon rock surrounded by 30 carats?
There you go. Now, that's the swing. Quite frankly, if I was Lauren Sanchez, I'd be a little unhappy with my turtle ring. Like, really, Jeff?
Especially because you have a husband.
Who has a space
penis. Who has a rocket.
Yes. He can go get him. Like, you're, NASA's up there. Like, you can't procure that? Come on, Jeff.
America, yeah.
Be better than that.
Well, guys, it's over. Rest in peace. AOL.
Oh. Dude, I have a buddy of mine who still has an AOL email address. Gets me every time.
Ooh. Before I get to the AOL story.
Yeah.
I was told the other day that I have an email address that is like that.
You still
like,
have an email?
I don't have an AOL address, but I have, mine is with Comcast.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody was kind of making fun of me for it.
You got clowned on?
A little bit.
Really? For Comcast?
Yeah. But isn't that all of them? Like, because...
When you sign up, you get an automatic email address.
Well, right. But, I mean, like, I guess my question is do people update their email addresses just so they don't get clowned for having an old one?
I don't know about that, but I do feel like there's certainly been points in time when, like, Apple introduced their email server and everybody on iPhone could have one. Also, when Gmail came out and was like a thing,
yeah.
I mean, nobody's service was coming from there, but now so many people have a Gmail account because their interface was a little bit better, more robust. There was the chat function.
What about Hotmail? I got my Hotmail account.
Yeah, see, that's worse than Comcast.
I think that's a little more archaic.
I had some Hotmail.
Now, do you still have Hotmail?
Oh, I have no idea. Couldn't tell you.
What my wife has Bagheera Yahoo.
68 on at hotmail.com.
Bagheera 68? Like the Jungle Book?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Old Bagheera 68 on Hotmail, man. That was the thing. It was the thing back in the day.
So I think Hotmail gets made fun of now.
Yeah.
Does Yahoo get made fun of? Because that's my wife's.
I don't think so.
I do think Hotmail is the number one made fun of.
Well, AOL is number one.
Oh,
if
sure.
If somebody still has AOL. But AOL... is shutting down. I don't know if you knew that it was still around.
So he will have to... I'm not kidding. I've known this guy forever, and he's a very successful guy. And I'll tell you, every time he sends me something and I see the AOL, it throws me for a loop.
Well, I don't know if he can... He may still be able to keep it because they're discontinuing their dial-up internet. Still existed. Yeah.
Get that CD.
Known for its nostalgic beeps and chirps. It's over. September 30th.
Huh. And yes, Hotmail, now Outlook.com.
Outlook.
Yeah, but it says the users are experiencing issues with their account. So
with Hotmail?
Yeah, it sounds like it's a bit of a problem.
Okay, now, I may be way off base on this, probably am.
Yeah.
But as an old, I feel like it's a huge pain in the ass to switch over your email. Is it not?
I think it is.
Because, so that's why people have old ones.
Yeah.
Because they don't, it's like, why switch it?
Yeah. Because the reason the new ones exist is because they're better.
Better with what?
They either have more data storage, they have better functionality, they have better ease of use. I mean, there wasn't much incentive for everyone to go get a Gmail account, except for it was just better than what everyone had.
By the way, there's a lot of people that are chiming in on the text program saying they still rock their Hotmail account. Still have a Hotmail account. I get made fun of for it. It's my first and last name, signed up for in college. Works great.
Yeah, right. It's fine. Yeah, it's like, email. Like what could be so cool about email?
It's like four or five people that still have it on here. Well,
the other thing that's changed it is that now so many people are getting their email on their phones. Like if you're sitting down in front of a computer, there's certainly better and worse interfaces for email. But if you're just getting it pushed through your iPhone, it doesn't really matter.
Well, I got to tell you, guys.
It is a little embarrassing, though, if you have like a bad, like a name that you signed up for in college. And then like, if you're like Big D Energy, 6969.
Top Fart 101.
Yeah, like you might want to think about. You might want to think about changing that just a bit.
Yeah, I had a buddy in college who was like, I think he got out of college and was like applying for jobs with a like Fatty Slims at gmail.com.
Yeah.
You're like, no.
Yeah, I might want to change that to, just maybe the first and last name with a number on that thing. I think we all went through a rough screen name.
I never did that.
You never had that?
No, I never did
anything. You never had one of those?
No. But I will say our email here kind of sucks, don't you think?
Why?
Well, because I have problems with it sending things. Like, so we have an Odyssey account. So we have our own email here. And then we use Outlook.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Is that right?
We have Outlook.
Yeah, Outlook. Because we're all Google stuff here. And so on Outlook, then you put in your inbox can have all your email addresses.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah, it's just all in one thing.
But when I'm using Outlook, not when I'm using my other mail app, but when I'm using Outlook because the Odyssey emails are on there, it has trouble sending. Like I'll send things and they never went.
Hmm. Honestly,
it's kind of a troublesome email. I'm not going to lie.
I'm a moron. So I just have never noticed any difference between. I have a Gmail account and I have a work account and they've been the exact same for 25 years and I've never changed.
The same as me. Yeah. I'm just saying like the interface.
You notice a difference.
I think the interface for this Google Outlook sucks. Mm.
And I think that is Outlook because I get my Odyssey email through Gmail. They also, you can interface through Gmail and I think it's way better and I don't have problems with it.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I just, right. I don't know.
Because when I
had Comcast, I got a Comcast one. I have an Apple one, and I don't use them ever.
But see, I thought, okay, so this is how dumb I am. I thought we had to use Outlook.
No.
Because all of our stuff is shared via like Google Drive and all that crap.
You can use Gmail.
Well, I don't have Gmail. I'm just saying,
you can log into your Odyssey account via Gmail.
Via Gmail.
You don't have to have a Gmail account.
And I'm with Buck. I log into mine via
Gmail. Use Gmail?
I use Gmail.
Ah. Sweet, I'm switching over.
Yeah. And then I have my personal accounts on Gmail, so it allows me just to toggle back and forth.
Just toggles back and forth between the two. And then you can send all your scandalous emails, via,
big. It's dangerous, though. You don't want to mix those up.
BigBuckEnergy69@gmail.com. What's up, ladies?
God.
I would give anything if your email was BigBuckEnergy69.
No, the closest we ever got was something like DaBucksta.
Oh God, that's even worse.
I also love
seventh grade. Leave me alone.
When someone, and every now and then you'll see it, when someone will say, "I have a guy who I know that his email is just," I want to say it's at Gmail or Hotmail, and it's just Ted@Gmail.
That's awesome.
He got like he's
is that
the,
his name.
He's the yeah. He's Ted. He's the first one. Like, all those years ago. It's not Ted, like, 74, 91. He's just Ted.
There's a handful of those on Twitter and Instagram, and apparently those are super valuable. Yes. People will, like, pay money for them. Yeah. Andre Iguodala was one of the first people to get on Twitter, and his handle is just @Andre. Yeah. And, like, Joe Buck, just @Buck. I was very disappointed to find out I could not have that.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. You ever tried, like, trying to sign up for something? And, like, I would think that, like, Suk is, or Sukanic. No,
yeah,
they're
no,
all taken.
37 in line ahead of you.
Yeah. But there's a dude out there that I know, and I don't know him that well, but his, I'd have to look it up and see what it is, Yahoo or whatever, but he's just Ted. He's freaking Ted. And I'm like, dude, that's the best thing ever. And he said he's had it for, you know, when the very first thing he ever signed up for. He was like, he was a pioneer, and he just gets to be a Ted, which I think is awesome.
Well, I've made a mistake. I do use Gmail. I don't know.
Boy, that's the oldest thing I ever. Know. You griped about some crap that wasn't.
I thought it was Outlook.
You said it was Outlook.
Gmail sucks. You guys have any problem with Gmail?
No,
I
fine.
Mean, yeah. Not really. Do you, are you doing it through the Gmail app?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, I got the Gmail app, bro.
So what's the problem?
Yeah, seems fine.
I don't know what the problem is. I think the app sucks, and I want a better one.
Rob's having a hard time getting his MySpace messages over.
That's right. Is got a lot of chats on there.
Is MySpace still a thing? Does that? Can I have a MySpace account?
That's a good question. I wonder if that died.
Let's go take a look.
I mean, it's always wondering when that's like Napster. Is all that stuff just gone, or is it just existing in?
It appears MySpace is still a thing.
Perpetuity. And is anyone on there?
It says it still gets used for music and lifestyle content, but essentially not really.
It is a shadow of its former self.
So I can sign up for a MySpace account.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't. Come where the cool people are.
This is like
when we're all hanging in there.
This is like when the Lloyd Center, we talked about that, the Lloyd Center is becoming a thing for like hipsters. It's only a matter of time before the hipsters like reject everything and go back to MySpace.
Oh, yeah. You know the kids with the wide leg jeans are already on there.
100%. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It's the best in music and culture all in one place.
Here's the other thing. I had to email large files the other day. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a pain on
our
server.
What
are
you supposed to do?
It's dumb.
What do you do?
You got to cut up those porno clips into smaller bits, man.
I had to email. I'm like, file too large. All right, I'll zip it. Zips it, saves like 3 megabytes. Oh, great, thanks. Still too large. What do you do?
Send it in the cloud.
Yeah, Google you put it on Google Drive and send a link, and then the guy's like, well, I can't open it. I'm like, well, I don't know.
You have to have permission to open it. Yeah.
It's what a beating. Can we not make this easier? Where's AOL when you need it?
Apparently it's shutting down, man.
First world problems screaming from the mountaintops.
Just the dial-up, though, is shutting down. I don't
regular AOL.
Somebody else is like, AOL. What else does AOL have besides dial-up internet?
What? Does AOL
their homepage?
Does
their
AOL
sports
have
section?
Yeah, when's the last time you went to an AOL homepage?
I didn't know AOL was still a thing, but it is.
AOL.com, news, politics, sports.
Hey, here's AOL Mail. I'm going to get that app. I bet it's better than this crappy ass one we have here.
My buddy has it. Don't try to tell him it's not cool.
It appears that AOL is linked with USA Today.
Yeah, I see it right here. Just found out that mom of country musician Spencer Hatcher is stabbed to death in home invasion.
Who's Spencer Hatcher?
Couldn't tell you. I also don't like when they say country star.
Really? Is it bad that I would care about that if it were somebody that I knew?
Yeah, you're a terrible person.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who that is, so I'm like, whatever. Yeah. But if it's Carrie Underwood's mom, I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah, you'd be like, that's so sad.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it's kind of a jerky thing to do. You only care if it's someone's
What is the best email app? That's what I want to know. Text it in. Fan text line.
It's the one I'm using. It's the only one I'm going.
It is not Gmail, I can tell you that.
You could not get me to switch email.
No, I'm saying app. Your email doesn't change. All you do is change the app, and you just put in your stuff, and then it all comes to that.
No.
I'm not saying change your email. Again, I would never change my email address.
Yeah, you're asking too much of me at this point. Now you're asking me to download more stuff. Don't get me started.
Maybe it's just that iPhone mail one.
Yeah. Everyone always wants you to download something new. I'm done downloading. I'm out. This should become the old guy. This is how you become old.
Yeah, while we're at it, I'm sick of coming up with new passwords. There's like 20 of them, and they all got to be a little bit different.
Do you guys have a password keeper thing?
I should, and I don't.
I, Is that the one where it makes your own, like, it makes it for you?
But it just stores them for you, so you don't have to looking for them.
And I swear, I do that, but then, like, other times I go to log in, and it doesn't have it, and I'm like, what the?
It doesn't keep the latest one?
It doesn't keep the latest one. It's the whole thing.
It's a pain in it. But if you go on there, if you go on it, it will tell you when, it will warn you when you need to reset one. I think all 700 of mine need to be reset. Yes.
I get 2 notifications a week that my information has appeared in a data leak, and would I like to fix it? My answer is always no.
I don't want you to know that I reset, on average, per week, 4 passwords. Because I'm like, I don't remember this. The amount of times that someone from my family texts me and is like, hey, what's the Wi-Fi password? What's the Netflix? And I'm like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. And they're like, what? I'm like, just reset it. That's what I do. I don't know what it is, and I don't care. It's easier for me to just to reset the son of a bitch than it is to take the time to try to remember what it is.
My wife and I now keep a shared note for that stuff, so that when one of us has to ask, no one has to look it up. You can just go to the notes and the other person updated it.
Hey, that shared note thing is clutch. Do you do that with your the BTJ?
She tries to, but I don't understand it.
Really so good for shopping lists, too?
Well, it just, she shares it with you, and then if you update it, she gets the updates, and then if she updates it, you get the updates.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's great.
I think I would just update it for, like, sexual favors. I think I would just
can do that. You can have a shared sex note.
I think I would just be sending inappropriate messages all day long, and then she would just be like, ugh, and then refuse to acknowledge it anymore. I can't be trusted with those sorts of things.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, she tried to share her calendar with me. It never works. I don't know. She's like, I sent you an invite. I'm like, I don't know. I didn't get it.
Oh, I hate that. That's another one I hate. Calendar invite. I already told you I'd be there. Stay out of my email. I'll be there.
I have like 9 different calendars going,
I hate those.
I don't know.
Yes, the calendar, the I don't use the Google. I refuse to use the Google Calendar because it's only for work, and I just don't. I told you I would be there. I'll be there. If we have a meeting, I will be at the meeting. Okay.
What pisses me off?
I don't need to say yes.
You get invitations on your Apple Calendar and also on your Google Calendar, and I think I've accepted something one place, and I haven't. And then my wife's like, "How come you didn't get that? I put it on your calendar." I'm like, "I didn't." It seems like it's always one or the other, and I hate it.
You want to talk about? See, it's one thing for me to ignore all calendar invites at work.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a landmine?
Oh, yeah.
Sharing a calendar with your wife.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Dude, no way.
To be clear, we don't share a calendar, but when she makes appointments that affect both of us, kids, doctor, vet, stuff like that, then I get an invite for it.
That's cool, but in my house, that would not work until I get a verbal.
Yeah.
I need a you can send the Outlook invite all you want. That is not official until I am verbally told I need to take the kids to the doctor.
Just the opposite for my wife.
There
if
is
it was
not
written down in the app.
Yeah.
That's oh man. So
there has not been truer words than this right here. I know my wife will send me invites and tell me she sent me something like a month ago or talk to me about it, and I have no clue or memory of what you're talking about. So let's go over it again. That happens to me literally every day, and one of these days, the BTJ is going to snap, and stab me in the eye with a fork.
Yep.
But that's...
it's always, well, I sent you the invite and you accepted it. Okay, I don't remember accepting it. It came up as a notification on my phone. I said yes. I didn't remember.
Guilty. Tell me again.
And if you really want to piss him off, just drop one of these. First I've heard of it. That is a guaranteed I am getting punched or something thrown at me. And it's even when I know it's something she's told me about, probably 7 or 8 times, I love doing that. What the hell is this? First time I've heard of this. And it's just great. It's just great.
Instant trigger.
She cannot help herself. The tiny fists of Asian fury come out every time.
In my house, if she told me something and I missed it, which is 75% of the time.
Absolutely.
Obviously, the discussion works both ways.
Yeah.
There will be times when she has missed something and I clearly told her about it. I remember it because it was a big deal to me at the time or whatever.
Yeah.
But I can't react to her the way she reacts to me when I miss something.
No. Trust me.
And
trust
I feel
me.
That that's unfair.
Somehow, if she has missed something, it is also my fault for not communicating it properly because I didn't put it in the calendar. It's just welcome to the that's the world. I don't even bother fighting it anymore. I drove her car. This happened yesterday. I drove her car on Saturday. She was blocking me in, so I took her Bronco and I reached in and I grabbed a pair of her sunglasses. And I wore those sunglasses when I was out doing whatever I was doing. And then when I stopped, I put the sunglasses back. But she has multiple sunglasses containers. And I put them back in the container that I took them out of. Well, according to her, that was not the appropriate container. And I made the mistake of saying, that's the container at which I took them out.
Mm-mm.
And let's just say that the fiery rages came up and I just was like, I don't care. Whatever. Sure, I'm wrong. I know for a fact that I took them out of that case, that I put it back because I kept the case out of the glove, like out of the armrest.
Listen, man, if you took them out of the wrong spot, it's your job to get them back in the right spot when you return them.
That's right. You're misremembering that.
And so the moment I saw where that was, I just was like, yeah, oh, you're right. And then she's like, you're just patronizing me. And I'm like, I can't win. I'm like, I don't think
you're right. What do you want me to say?
Sure. Whatever gets me out of this conversation right now is the correct answer. So,
well, now you seem annoyed. I am.
And I think I said something like, I am wrong, you're right always, and I love you. And I think she said, that's the right answer. And I said, good.
All right.
Let's try.
Are we done here?
Let's go.
All right. Coming up next, well, we don't have time for anything, so we'll just, I don't know.
Something.
Here's Buck.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.